Tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, August 16, 2026. Got a big one lined up for you tonight. Strap yourselves in and share those live feeds now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Sunday Live, NATO fires on Russian drone, Ukraine obliterates Russian Amazon facilities outside Moscow as war ramps up, massive new waves of invaders slam into Spain, plus feds caught doctoring Charlie Kirk, assassination footage, it's incredible. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission coming to you from the Alex Jones Network, alexjoneslive.com. It'd be a shame if you shared that feed. So the Russian equivalent of Amazon has been hit a bunch in the last few months, but now a whole bunch of their other warehouses got hit and then burned basically to the ground over the next hour. And this is all NATO weaponry and NATO money that's doing this. And Russia has said in the last few weeks they're getting ready to strike inside of countries other than Ukraine, who are supplying the weapons, NATO weapons. And you can see what happened after the drones were able to hit. Massive fire engulfed almost the entire facility. We are at war with Russia. We have been sleptwalked into this by NATO and the EU and Biden, and Trump has tried to stop it, but he's not obviously been able to. And that's where we are. Now Trump has pulled the last aircraft carrier out of the Asia theater and has diverted it to the whole Iran war and to the Western Hemisphere. We've got those developments, and you've also got footage of some of the poor conditions on one of the aircraft carriers. I posted it, got called a traitor. I just simply posted the footage. Yes, it's true, our military has gone through a lot of hardship in the past, but that doesn't say that the degraded situation that a lot of our forces is under is a good thing. They should be treated like crap. And now even more footage has come out that we'll be getting to tonight. But just because our sailors and Marines and soldiers and have gone through a lot in the past doesn't mean this is a good thing. Even though reports from the Navy admit that this particular ship was particularly degraded with rotten food, people getting basically food poisoning, you name it. And the point is you have these extended deployments putting massive pressure on our forces and on our supply chains, because almost every base we have in the Middle East got damaged or heavily damaged, and that's why you can't really properly resupply the ships. So we'll be getting to all of that. Trump, or whoever runs Truth Social, posted an image of himself with a hat saying 2028, we will win. A lot of people saying Trump really is intending to run again. Well, he's going to have a problem because we've got the poll numbers here, and Trump is at the lowest point he's ever been because of inflation. But I don't know what Trump 2028 means. We're going to win. They'd have to repeal constitutional amendment against that. But who knows? Trump may think he's got some rabbit in a hat or card up his sleeve. We'll be looking at that report. Also, we have just wild developments across the United States with different states passing laws like Massachusetts that you can kill a baby even, quote, after it's born, up to the point or after. What does that mean? And then you've got all these bizarre statements from the left saying it's a sacrament to kill babies. I have videos of that. We also have some big developments on the front with what's happened to our operation that's hit the news. And I told everybody this a few years ago, and I have particular details, and there was a criminal investigation by the DOJ into it. But that was killed by Todd Blanche, his deputy AG. Now he's the head AG. But now it's back on. The lady they indicted, the head of the SPLC, it's now coming out in court documents, was targeting myself for destruction. And they're saying serious felonies, and that she may be charged for that. That's mainstream news. Wow. The chickens are coming home to roost. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with benbenazole, both powerful
really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
And it's time for humanity to stand up and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
The next chapter in the war for humanity's minds begins now at alexjoneslive.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, August 16th, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. There's so much to hit, so much to cover, but I want you to know what we're going to hit in the second hour, and it may go into the third hour, and that is the big debate that Candace Owens had with TPUSA's representative Friday that's super viral, and when you really pull back and look at it, it's just emblematic that the American people don't trust what the federal government and the DOJ put out. And you can't blame them after everything we've seen. And when I analyzed the debate Friday night and on yesterday's Saturday show, I did like 3 hours. I spent about an hour on it. People get really confused because they say, well, wait, you criticize Candace Owens and say things about her that you don't agree with and her kind of being the main focal point. I wouldn't even say self-appointed person that thinks the official story isn't true. It's just that she's the person that mainly covers that and that has gotten the most attention covering it. So I wouldn't say self-appointed, but she basically by the public has been appointed as that person. And then you have TPUSA that she basically has accused of being involved. And they're on the other side and it's destroyed them, their popularity, their numbers, the crowds coming to their events. It has hurt them really, really bad. I, from just doing how history works and knowing some of them and covering it in great detail, do not believe they were involved killing Charlie. That said, the official story is not true, and there is a cover-up. So I just analyzed balls and strikes here, and this has really captured the public's attention. And in a way, it's a good thing because people are thinking and questioning. At another level, it sucks the oxygen out of the room of all the other incredible news that's going on that we still obviously cover 90% of the time. But I think it's important for people to understand my position on this. And we're going to give you some incredible examples tonight that are hiding in plain view. And one of them is the feds released footage of a long time ago. You know, Charlie was killed 11 months ago, back in September 10th of last year, 2025, saying here he is going up and down the stairwells. And when I looked at the footage, you can run through some different programs, it does look, it's like it's been put through filters and been altered, and they said, no, it's not altered. Now, because the trial is here, the defense and others have been able to get the raw footage that shows that, A, the feds, what they released the media, zoomed in on it, and they flipped it, and they covered up, by zooming in, the timestamp. Why the hell would you do that? And now more and more of the videos, it's turning out, have been altered and manipulated. Now, remember, they said we're going to release footage showing Epstein killing himself. And then they just showed a shot of the jail. You couldn't even see his door. And then they said it's unedited. It's all there. And they said, oh, 1 minute's missing. And then, oh, 10 minutes is missing. Oh, hours are missing. Remember that? And this is par for the course. Everything they put out on these type of high-profile cases in the past, and now with Trump and Cash, Patel and the FBI, is just pure bull. And I remember early on it came out, like a few days after Charlie being killed, that there were all these Google searches out of D.C. and out of Israel, specifically on Charlie Kirk being assassinated, specifically the names of the surgeons and the hospital he was taken to by the same people searching him being murdered. And then people try to spin and say, well, it's probably just some timestamp problem. No, Google responded and it said, no, these are accurate timestamp searches. So there are hundreds of things like that. Now, when I study all this, and I'm pretty good at analyzing things, I cannot come up with exactly what happened. But when you add all this together, you have reasonable doubt of Tyler Robinson. And people say, oh, well, Tyler Robinson's confessed. Has he? I've talked to reporters that have talked to the family that say they're scared. I've aired tape recorded in the courthouse, the family saying 98% of what you see isn't true. Only 2% is true. We're being intimidated. We don't think Tyler did it. It's a setup. But then you never hear that in the media. So even the guy that Candace was debating said, well, I'm 75 to 85% chance, that I think Tyler did it. Well, that's reasonable doubt. If you've got 15% doubt, 85% you're sure, or 75, that's 25% doubt. If you've got 5% doubt, if there's any doubt, somebody walks. I'm not saying Tyler Robinson didn't do it. But when you look at him, he looks like he's had electroshock therapy, drooling. And then when you look at the build of the supposed shooter from the footage of Fez release, this guy looks like, he weighs 40 pounds more, got some big biceps, different shoulders, different walk, different hips. And a lot of people pointed out the shoes and the gait and everything look like the boyfriend. I'm not the only one saying that. I'm not saying he did it. And then it goes on and on. And then what did we break? What did we break? 6-7 days after, it's on record, I get a call from somebody in the cabinet meeting, and they said, Cash Patel comes in, says, I'm in charge, the president backs me, Susie Wiles is there, Joe Kent, head of Counterterrorism Center, Tulsi Gabbard, head of the Office of Oversight over Intelligence. A bunch of them are in there, and he says, I don't want you involved in this case. I don't want intelligence involved, even though Tulsi Gabbard's office was set up for 9/11 to do just that, and is over those agencies when it comes to oversight. And he said, I don't want to look at any foreign involvement, because they'd found evidence of connections to foreign involvement. And I interviewed Joe Kent a few weeks ago on that subject. They've gotten even more information since then. But I also talked to TPUSA at the highest levels, somebody in the top three. I talked to some other people under that who talked to Cash Patel, because I said to them, don't you want to know about the 10 trans supporters or trans people in the town in the 3 days before that said he'll be dead when he comes? 6 of them the day before, 3 the day before that, and 1 a day before that. So they're saying he'll be dead. And then 4 of them, or was it 3 or 4 of them, the day Charlie's killed, within minutes say, see, we told you he'd be dead. Why is it that being looked into? And Cash said, well, we think they knew, but we can't prove they were accomplices, so we didn't indict them. Well, why aren't they listed as witnesses? Well, why? I mean, if you got the proof that they're all meeting with Tyler, why don't you? And how did they all know Charlie'd be dead? That creates a lot more questions than it does answers. But we're dealing with a wall of BS here. Now, the trans folks said he'd be dead. They celebrated when he died. The left celebrated it. I got criticized early on for saying I could really see how the trans people did this. They've done a bunch of these type of things. So that's where we are, and I've got examples of all of this. I mean, let's go ahead, and then I'll get to this later in the next hour. I want to move into other news. Until then, in Lionel, who's a 43-year-plus licensed trial lawyer and former prosecutor and very popular national talk show host, he'll be joining us to talk about this. But let's just play clip 35 and 36. Folks illustrating this. And again, we now have the raw footage that shows this. We have people going in, reporters going in and showing, radio listeners, I'll just narrate this for you, that indeed the feds have altered the footage they released to the public. Why would they do that? And then you've got the Google data with the specific searches on the very hospital and surgeons and everybody where he was taken. Under the search, Charlie Kirk assassinated, like somebody was doing some groundwork before that. I mean, you add all this together, there's no way to say something isn't rotten in the state of Denmark, as Shakespeare would say. But before we play clip 35 and 36, just as I want to show what I'm talking about when I say this, here is the Patrick Ben David debate with Candace Owens and the fellow that she was debating, and he says that Wilson says that based on the evidence right now, I don't know, I'd say 75-85% that Tyler Robinson did it. Here's that clip.
Just out of curiosity, are you between 0 to 100, what is the likelihood that you think Tyler Robinson shot Charlie Kirk and killed him?
Based on the evidence right now, I don't know. I'd say 75-85%.
Candace?
0%.
0%.
I'm at zero.
So
with what we've seen in terms of the evidence, I'm at 0%.
So not only, you know, that maybe somebody was behind him as a patsy influencing him, you're not even saying that he didn't even shoot Charlie Kirk.
Right. I would, if you said, was he involved that day, as right. I have consistently said on my platform, I would say, yes, he was. I don't know what role he played, but as the shooter, 0%.
All right, you guys, we caught the feds in another lie. So this is level 3, parking level 3 at UVU, where they have Tyler Robinson coming around the corner, coming down the stairwell. There's the camera right over here. But in the Fed version of their footage, this stairwell, which is actually on the left, on their version, it's on the right. So they have completely reversed this image. And not only have they reversed the image, they have also doctored the timestamps, because if you reverse the image, the timestamps would be reversed as well. So something may adding up here. Here's level 2, proving that the stairwell is actually on the left.
And there's no doubt about that. I've talked to other reporters that have come and duplicated that, and reportedly the footage that's now been seen by the defense, according to my sources, shows that indeed that the footage was flipped and that it is in HD, what they have, not was put out. And we have a bunch of other videos that have been put out by the feds where it's all distorted and they go, oh, that's just how the camera did it. And I've run through some AI tools and things and no, it's been distorted on purpose. And why would they cut and blow it up and cut the timestamp off? There's a bunch of manipulation going on here. Now, the host of Redacted did a good job following up on what came out 10 months ago. I mean, just within a few weeks of Charlie being killed. All these bizarre Google searches, not just on Charlie Kirk being assassinated when he came to that university in the days before, but specifically to the hospital and the very surgeons and doctors. Here's that important clip.
Google search terms showed an interest in many terms related to Charlie Kirk's assassination before the actual September 10th assassination. Google Trends showed the following terms had been trending before Kirk was assassinated in two different places, Washington, D.C., and also in a foreign nation, you may have heard of them, called Israel. Here's a list of some of the things that he and others have found were trending prior to September 10th. Tyler James Robinson, the airplane, the Losi Center, which is the rooftop where the shooter allegedly was, the weapon, the hospital where he was taken, these doctors, the medical examiner. Now, a lot of this came originally from the Real Baron podcast, and then our next guest has furthered this by searching into Google Trends for himself. Can you explain to us the idea that these search terms peaked in different regions before the assassination in critical time periods?
Well, I asked Google this question. I said, hey, what does this mean, you know, in terms of these search terms, right? And I pulled up, I asked Google, okay, can you analyze some of these results? What do they mean? And they say, okay, they gave me two options. One of them being that, hey, you see all these search terms, like you just showed your audience, the Tyler Robinson, Losi, Center, Mauser 98, et cetera, et cetera. So they said the strongest interpretation of this is some kind of non-organic activity likely originating from a small number of users. And it said that it was potentially for reconnaissance or verification, a small number, a small group of people or a small or a single individual, potentially someone involved or aware of the planning of the assassination was using Google to conduct online reconnaissance or verification. And then the second option that they gave me, very interesting, they said it was a this is highly unlikely. They call this a remote interpretation, extraordinary coincidence, and that somebody in Israel or relative close contact was somehow searching up the hospital, the head medical examiner, all of these surgeons just by happenstance. So I asked Google that question, and those are the two options that it gave me, one of them being, you know, the more logical answer, the other being highly likely, they say.
But the dates in July... Right.
Well, so, yeah, there's two different clusters. Very interesting. So what I found from the D.C. dates, they were very close to the assassination one or two days before. So on like September 9th, September 10th, that's when they were clustered. Now, the searches for the Utah hospital medical examiner, as well as some of the surgeons that work at the hospital there, the Timpanogos Regional Hospital, those are centered around dates that are closer to the end of July, mid to late July. And one thing very interesting about that people were talking online, and this is veering into sort of the conspiracy space, is that if you remember the infamous or now infamous group text message from Charlie Kirk and a number of different donors, they were discussing after the TPUSA event in mid-July, that I think it was in Tampa, Florida, they were very unhappy with the platforming of Tucker Carlson, as well as the debate between Dave Smith and Josh Hammer. So that's when it first was rumbling. And now that points to some kind of, were those things related, right? Because we saw after the assassination, Israel was very, very quick to say, nope, this wasn't us. Of course, why would we do something like this? Charlie's our greatest ally, and he was a lover of Israel. Why would he do this? And then now we know for a fact, that's been confirmed by Candace Owens, as well as other people's reporting, that no, there were indeed some strife going on behind the scenes. So then now that leads to, you know, I think a very credible motive. And with these Google searches, now we're starting to see, okay, is there a potentially, maybe not a smoking gun quite yet, but at least something that we need to investigate further, right? Because a lot of things or a lot of responses that I got from people, because I was very early, you know, on, I was like, hey, this doesn't look right. This doesn't look like a lone gunman situation. It looks sort of like a conspiracy. You know, you had that guy, George Zinn, in the audience saying it was me, shoot me, shoot me. Very, very bizarre. And you had a very quick disinformation campaign that started right after the event. So that does not look like just a lone gunman type of situation. And, you know, a lot of people were like, how could you say we have no evidence? Well, now we're starting to see some evidence creep in. And one thing, you know, this is kind of a cheeky joke, but, you know, the Mossad, if they were involved in this kind of thing, the Mossad is supposedly one of the greatest spy organizations in the world. So you got to give them a little bit of credit in that, you know, they would hopefully do a good job and not leave too many trails behind. If we online were able to sleuth this out within a couple of days, I would feel like they weren't doing a good job. So I think that's kind of where I'm at with this. Like, this is certainly enough that it should warrant investigation, more conversation. And then, you know, you just saw Kash Patel, I think it was yesterday, go on and say, well, any kind of discussion online from people on social media, that is going to be very harmful for Charlie's family, and we must shut down this conversation. And I think that's kind of a red flag for me, is that, you know, saying that investigating further is somehow not good. That sounds kind of like a cover-up or a psyop.
It doesn't sound like it. It is. And I like all these other journalists and talk show hosts, both the main host of the show and James, who's the reporter there, the researcher. He does a lot of good work. But they never seem to bring up that Kash Patel ordered a shutdown of any foreign involvement. And I broke that back in September of last year, and then a month later it came out in mainstream news. And since then, Joe Kent's gone public, and indeed about that cabinet meeting, and that happened. I didn't get that information from Joe Kent. I got it from other people in there. And I was given it because I have a big show, and I was willing to put it out. And to me, that's like smoking gun. Don't look at domestic, which they had connections, and that's from TVUSA telling me that. And then don't look at foreign, though they found evidence of that. And again, TVUSA wasn't saying cover it up. Cash Patel, when they brought it up, saying, hey, what about all these people? You know, we're being blamed with this. You have all these trans people saying he's going to be dead tomorrow and then saying, look, we killed him and celebrating it. And George Zinn, this known political activist, jumping up the second the shot goes off and saying, I did it. And he told the cops, oh, I did it so the shooter could get away. And you had a bunch of people right when the shot goes off turning around like the shot came from behind, as it looks like it did, you know, from the rooftop, from in front, but from, you know, behind them watching Charlie, they turn around and go, yay, great job, a whole bunch of people. We played that footage a lot. I mean, they need to be questioned. I'm sitting there in an event, hear a gunshot. I don't turn around and go, yay, instantly. I hit the ground. But if you were there to see something you knew was coming, well, then you celebrated. I mean, this is incontrovertible, extremely suspicious information. And for some reason, whenever I watch almost all these pundits and people that don't buy the official story, they cover all these other points that are very important. But no one ever seems to, like, when something is smoking gun cover-up, and you had Cash Patel, before he got into the FBI, saying, look at the cover-ups of Butler and Mar-a-Lago, and look at the cover-ups of Epstein. And then he gets in, and, oh, no, there's no cover-up. We're going to release all the footage. And then it's totally doctored and had a whole bunch cut out of it. And now they run around constantly saying, don't ask questions on every major event. This is a big, big problem. And then, of course, it gets worse. Utah is the only state in the country where you don't have to have a grand jury. That goes back to the Magna Carta, by the way. We got grand juries from that in England. You don't have a grand jury indicting people now? Both federal and state, you have a grand jury indict somebody. No, in Utah, you can have the prosecutors do it. So for some reason, they didn't think a grand jury would indict, or they didn't want to show them their evidence, and then the evidence we keep getting from the feds is doctored over and over again. And then you've got that confession by Tyler Robinson that sounds like ChatGPT wrote it. It'd be perfectly written to convict somebody at every angle, and it has like cop speak. How stupid do you think we are? I'm going to stop covering this at this point. I got a bunch of other news to hit. Next hour, we'll get into it, and we'll continue on into the third and fourth hour tonight. You got yours truly, Alex Jones, this evening with Sunday Night Live. A lot of times we have guest hosts that are in the third and fourth hour. But when we come back, I want to talk about Trump's approval rating and what that's emblematic of in the policies and what we can expect in the midterms and some of the new polls. And I talked to Republican pollsters. I talked to the people at the White House. I told you this a year ago. They are extremely worried. It's not just mainstream polls, which can be skewed. These are their own polls show Trump's in a lot of trouble. And his staffers, as I told you months ago, say it's like he doesn't care. Well, that's even in the news today now. Oh, the staffers say he doesn't care. I don't just believe that article. I already know that from my sources. So why doesn't Trump care? And why is this Truth Social posting images of him running for office in 2028 and saying we will win Trump 2028? What does that mean? I mean, who are we going to position to beat the Democrats in 2028 if Trump's doing everything he can to be unpopular and we haven't positioned somebody to be his replacement? We'll be right back. This is an information war. Share the live feeds on X at Real Alex Jones Now. Follow us there and on Rumble at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. I don't have to sell you on bovine colostrum. Almost everybody knows for decades and decades, doctors recommend it to patients. It's been all the rage. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that come from a cow or any other mammal. It's not normal milk. It's not white. It's clear. It's full of all these peptides and amino acids and growth factors and things that literally accelerate tissue repair and so much more. But the issue is our bovine colostrum is a private label of the top rated brand in the country. They let us put our label on it and we sell it for a little bit less than it's sold in stores. And then you're funding our operation. It's a total 360 win. But here's where I dropped the ball. I've been promoting this bovine colostrum for almost a year since our sponsor, Big Lee, came out with it. And I just basically talk about, hey, it's great for your hair, great for your skin, you know, great for all of that. But that's just what you see on the surface. Yeah, your fingernails are thicker. They grow quicker. Women, you know, since the 60s have been taking it. But if it's doing that to the outside, what is it doing to the inside? So I wanted to just read some of the things that's in bovine colostrum and explain to you how ours is 4 times stronger than the average stuff on the market and at least twice as strong as leading competitors. It's cold pressed. It's never been homogenized either or boiled or heated up to 250 degrees. So it keeps the cofactors alive. It's super concentrated. One little scoop from the powder is your daily intake, and it's amazing. But now our sponsors come out with these great naturally flavored grape gummies that has a full day concentrated allowance in each gummy. So let me now read to you just some of the ingredients and what it does. The vast majority of colostrum products, again, are flavorless, but the key is they are only 10 to 20% IgG. Ours is 40% IgG. That's double to quadruple the potency of the competitors. And it's a delicious, all-natural, grape-flavored gummy. So it habituates it. People love it and want to keep taking it. Immune Health IgG and Lactoferrin Defense. IgG immunoglobulins are the body's primary antibody defense. Colostrum's natural lactoferrin is a potent antimicrobial protein that binds iron and inhibits pathogen growth. Together, they prime and strengthen the immune system year-round, starting with the gut, and it's good for all the rest of the body and the organs. Gut support integrity. Colostrum contains growth factors IGF-1 and EGF. These help repair and maintain the gut lining. This makes it especially valuable for anyone dealing with leaky gut, digestive discomfort, or looking to optimize nutrient absorption. It's great for young people, but really essential for old folks. Because as you get older, the gut absorbs less and less. The bioactive peptides and growth factors in colostrum support faster tissue repair and lean muscle recovery after exercise, making these gummies a smart addition to any active lifestyle or fitness routine. And again, this is a 40% concentration. You're not going to find that anywhere else. Each gummy is 600 milligram concentrate of the highest quality bovine colostrum. That's not some little petty dose. That is a big dose that will give you big results. And of course, the colostrum are from good old cows right here in the USA. Ladies and gentlemen, if you love the powder, you're going to love the gummies. It's an incredible product. What it does for you internally is even bigger than what it does for your hair, your nails, and your skin. So get the powder and get the great gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on the air. Be healthier. Have a better life. A true 360 win. Thank you for your support. And the gummies are discounted for a limited time out of the gates. Again, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install.
Copy that. Installing the module now.
Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status.
Power grid stable. TK421. Cabling complete. No faults.
Proceed to phase 2 for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy.
The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
rebels had Wolverine on their side to take out the data centers. Nice shot and nice bags. Wow, where are my manners? My name is Alex Jones, and I, like you, can't stand goblins. The forest is crawling with them, and I want them all dead. Chill out, babe. Get a hold of yourself, Pumpkin Jugs. It's Soros we're after, the Dark Wizard. He's behind the goblin invasion.
And the blood of the fallen rise out that blood.
We need to kill him in a huge way.
Okay, hell yeah.
All right, lady. Now that we're aligned, I'd like to introduce you to my velociraptor named Gary. He hates goblins even more than I do.
Hi, Gary. Good job. Hey, so where are we going?
We need extra muscle, and we'll be linking up with some key allies. You don't just take on a dark wizard without a posse. You aren't very educated, are you?
No, I can't even read.
I want to celebrate your honesty!
Salutations, friend. Wait, who's the busty piece of trash you brought with you?
I don't know her name, but she hates goblins and can't read. We'll need her to overthrow Soros.
Fly, Blackie, fly. Gather intel.
I was walking through the woods and saw Blackie soaring towards Spire Soros. What's happening?
A lot of negative things overall. We need your help, Dr. Tuck, and also need your grisly companion, Roger.
Yay, Roger.
For this quest, we'll need weapons, courage, faith, and friendship.
Force. That'd be a good TV program. I'd certainly watch it. Like a spinoff of Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets the InfoWar. All right, getting serious here. I want to talk about globalism and deindustrialization and the planned system to remove humans from being engaged in any type of activity that makes us self-sufficient. This is what we're talking about, being mass domestication. Because you'll hear people like Ben Shapiro, and I got a clip of him here in a moment, saying, listen, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps. Don't listen to some of these America Firsters that say that not just the Democrats, but Republicans have sold us out financially. You need to get married. You need to have children. You need to be optimistic. I totally agree with that. I agree with 90% of what Ben Shapiro says. It's all common sense until he supported censorship and forced injections and this war. It's the Israel first stuff that's the icing on the cake. But in this short video I'm going to play, then I'll analyze it, he says you should be optimistic, you should be engaged, you should work hard. Even if you're in a system that's harder and harder to compete in, and that's the corrupt, and that you have across the Western world, Trump's rolled some of this back to his credit, universities saying we're not going to give scholarships to white people even if they have the best test scores. And white people need not apply to government jobs or as police officers. That's official in many blue cities around the U.S. and totally in place in Europe. And you have 70% of the college graduates being women now. And most of the CEO jobs going there, not because of a meritocracy, but because that's the corporate ESG, global governance, social credit score system that BlackRock is pushing. And so there is a targeting of white males around the Western world. No one can deny it. I can show you compilations of thousands of news articles, New York Times, Washington Post, ending whiteness, getting rid of white people. White people are inherently bad. Looking forward to the end of white people. Where does this come from? What is this behind? Well, Ben Shapiro just says, ignore America First and people that are exposing that, and just don't be lazy. And you have White House speechwriters saying, oh, TPUSA says when they talk to college students, something good TPUSA did, their spokesman said, what we hear is that inflation's so hard and burritos cost $40. And the White House spokesman goes, well, eat cake like Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. Pull yourself by your bootstraps. And Trump makes statements like, yeah, you could pay a little bit more for gas to defeat Iran. And, well, Mr. President, are you worried about some of the economic plight of the average American? I'm not worried about any American's economic plight. I'm worried about war. That's an exact quote. I'm not worried about Medicare, Medicaid. I'm not worried about any of that. I'm worried about war. Even if Trump thinks that, these are really stupid statements. And the polls show what we'll get to in a moment. I want to defeat the Democrats in the midterm. I want Trump to succeed on getting trillions of investment into the U.S., which is starting to happen. And for his deportations that have run into a brick wall because he ordered them to stop when he fired Bovino, who told us that 3 months ago on air and is now confirmed. I want Trump to get back to the Trump we voted for. That's what we're looking for. And on some issues, it's still the same Trump. But we'd be fools as constituents not to put pressure on the guy we voted in to do certain things. We didn't vote for this Iran war. And we said it would be a failure. The Pentagon said it would be a failure. 90%+ chance. We've been vindicated. And those never-Trumpers that suddenly became his darlings that convinced him to do it, well, now he's said Netanyahu is basically an enemy of himself, Israel, and America by his activities. He's his, quote, own worst enemy. Trump said stop bombing Lebanon 3 days ago, and Netanyahu launched the biggest attacks ever. And it goes on and on and on. So Trump's starting to come around, at least in rhetoric. Let's see if he does it in action. We've had the neocons trying to get Trump to nuke Iran. I mean, that would be a disaster. We've already gone over the reasons for that, obviously. Not just the potential of expanding to a full nuclear war, but just the PR disaster, the economic disaster, the radioactive fallout, Pakistan threatening to nuke Israel if that happens. Now Pakistan has created a new alliance with Turkey and Syria and others. The situation's dire because Israel's really overplayed its hand, and any war gamer would tell you that would be the case. Some say, oh, good, let them overplay their hand. They want to blow up Israel. I'm not with the Islamics either. I can see where this conflagration, this confrontation goes. So here's Ben Shapiro just a few nights ago speaking to a crowd of young people and telling them, pull yourselves up by your bootstraps. Well, yeah, you should be optimistic. You should be competitive. You should, in any environment, never give up, and you could still be very successful. And I do agree you should get married early and, commit yourself and be serious and not have the Peter Pan syndrome. But that said, there have been all these economic programs to ship our jobs overseas by design and then to selectively not hire white people, particularly white males. And so that needs to be addressed. Yeah, we're not going to be victims and give up, but we need to remove the discrimination that's in the way as well, something Shapiro never seems to talk about. He conveniently leaves that out. Here it is.
There is a reason that these folks on the horseshoe right are promoting Putin or Iran, have guests on who promote Hitler. According to these black pillars on both the left and the right, America has fundamentally betrayed its own population. Young people can't get ahead. They can't afford an apartment. They can't find somebody to marry. They can't have kids. People like the people in this audience are completely enervated. There is nothing you can do. Your life is doomed to failure because all of the systems are arrayed against you. And the good news for you is that you have no responsibility for anything in your life. Right? You bear no responsibility for any of your own decision-making because it's too late for you. You've already been stabbed in the back by a nefarious cadre of evildoers, all of whom can be identified simply by finding who's successful and you guys, because presumably you're young and therefore unsuccessful, you have become the victims. Just give all your power over to the Black Pillars. Just buy their Alp, buy some nicotine pouches, and everything will be all better. Nothing solves problems like Indian-made nicotine. Now, none of this is true. None of this is true. The vast majority of people who grew up in poverty in the United States do not end up in poverty. In fact, 98% of people in the United States who fulfill three basic conditions end up not being poor. Get married before you have kids, graduate high school, get a job. That's it. And listen, while I am a lot older than I was when I started doing this, I was 17 when I started doing this, I'm 42 now, I started off with no wife and no kids, and I have a wife and five kids, so it's been a while, but here is the thing. There is nothing that I did that you cannot do. You can do all of those things because you have the greatest privilege in the history of mankind. You live here. America is awesome. And if you fail, there is probably a 95% probability that you did something wrong and you should change your decision-making process. I know. Listen, I don't sound when I say this sort of stuff. People don't like it sometimes when I say this sort of stuff because I'm not your friend, okay? I'm not going to come along. I'm not going to tell you how tough your life is and how bad I feel for you because I don't give a shit. Okay, here's the thing. I care enough about you not to lie to you. I care enough about you to tell you, as perhaps your parents would, that the best way for you to be successful in life is to make good, responsible decisions, and that all of those things are available to you. You can find a good man or woman, and you can get married. You can have children. You can get a job. You can build a business. You can make decisions to live in communities that have healthy social fabric. You can go to church. You can do it every Sunday. You can do all those things. They're all right there in front of you.
All right, let's stop there. Everything he says is basically true, other than implying Tucker Carlson and myself, by extension, and others, and Nick Fuentes and countless others, are trying to make you hopeless and trying to make you give up. But when truth is, he doesn't want America Firsters taking over the Republican Party like we're doing. He wants the Israel First neocon lobby to do it and let the big establishment blue blood Republican systems that vote with the Democrats to sell us out to stay in power. Now, I've studied the clip we're about to play. I've studied what's happening there. I have family that have been raising cows in Texas since 1828. We even still have some of the same land with a cemetery with my ancestors buried in it. We bought our land from the Mexicans. We have Mexican land grants. And so I know the beef industry. I know it well. I know people that are high up in it that actually got out of it in the last decade or so, like my good high school buddy Shane Steiner's dad, Bobby Steiner, famous world champion rodeo bull rider. And I've had many dinners with them where they sit back and talk about what's going on. You have almost no money going to people that actually are ranchers. And you have four major meat packers that have created a total bottleneck, and almost all the price you see and the increase is there. So almost no money goes to the people that produce beef, to the point of you have record low ranching in the United States population per capita than we've ever had. You have record low production of chicken and pork. And why is that? Because you literally cannot make money in almost every case. I mean, I know ranchers that develop the Black Angus. I mean, with the genetic engineers. I worked for one of the vets from A&M when I was in high school that pioneered it for places like Plum Creek Ranch that I worked at from the time I was 12 years old on the summers. I'm not saying I'm a super expert compared to the public. I am, okay? The only people in the last few decades that made money were the genetic experts that had the best cows. They can't even make money on this anymore. And because of the regulations and the controls, I'm doing too big of a deep dive on this. It's just one little factoid point. It has been Chile and Brazil and all these South American countries have come in and bought up all of the main stud lines of the best cows and moved it down south. And all the major ranchers I know sold out because there was no industry here left. Now there's a collapse in beef production that finally has now hit the four monopoly companies who would control federal regulators and shut down any of their competition. You try to, I know big cattlemen who tried to go out and thought they had political sway and tried to set up their own meatpacking facilities in the last 20 years repeatedly. And feds come in, one thing's wrong, you're shut down. But if you're the big four, you can do whatever you want because they control the politicians. So much of why our country's shutting down is the regulation, the corporate fascism, the crony capitalism that shuts down competition. Just like Trump signed executive orders and tried to pass laws to give six AI companies total liability and government funding, but everybody else gets shut down, killing competition. So it's the same story over and over and over and over again. This is my first point against Shapiro that I got more coming up. But I could do 10 days on this explaining it. That now the main meat packers, like Tyson, it's in the top four, also huge in beef and pork, not just chicken, they're shutting down all over the United States, in Arkansas, in Illinois, in Texas, you name it. And it's not even the plants they relocated to Mexico. They already did some of that. They've screwed the market up so much with their monopolies that there's now giant shortages in the actual meat because they screwed everybody to consolidate and get all the wealth. You've got to give some of the wealth to the producers. So, see, that's more complex, isn't it? And that's just scratching the surface. But compared to Ben Shapiro, that's a trillion feet deep. Hey, have kids. Be optimistic. Suck it up. How are you going to suck it up when every damn factory shuts down? Or you want to run a family farm or ranch and you can't do it? Only reason we still got some cows is we want the tax exemption just to keep the family property that has shrunk down to a tiny size it was. So, I mean, I got ancestors that were big cattlemen, you know, boss hogs, you know, mayors of major towns. I had ancestors that owned a major railroad in Texas. You know, I mean, we're talking bigwigs. And so I know a little bit about how the whole history of this and how this works, okay? But that's all that wealth's been sucked out of the states, sucked out of the locals, and consolidated. And now it's such a screw job that, listen to this report, beef production has collapsed. We've got like half the beef production we had 15 years ago. And now you wonder why it's so expensive. Not just the meat packers have got a bottleneck and buy it for almost nothing and then rip everybody off. Now they can't even get it because they strangle the industry where it can't be produced. But don't worry, Bill Gates, and I'll play the report coming up, the first five of this hour, he's got a plan to ban cows, saying they're toxic and evil, and make you eat synthetic meat after he collapses the industry. This has all been worked out. This has all been planned. This is economic warfare. So here's a report out of Illinois where a Tyson plant that's been there for decades is shutting down. Listen carefully.
People started fighting, people were yelling, people were crying.
The Tyson facility in Joslin is shutting down, leaving more than 2,500 people scrambling. This is the letter those workers got this afternoon confirming the plant's permanent closure. Workers will get paid for the next 2 months, but the job some have leaned on for years is gone. The Tyson Foods plant is located in Joslin. That plant began operations in 1983 under the ownership of Iowa Beef Processors. You can tell by the map, it was a central part to the local and regional economy. But why is a company that's called the area home for so long closing its doors with next to no notice? Well, the breadcrumbs were public as of about 10 days ago on the company's earnings call. Tyson told shareholders they expect losses around $650 million this fiscal year in its beef processing sector alone. Company officials claim cattle shortages and high livestock costs are to blame for that massive loss. But that reasoning doesn't do much for the workers who now only have a few weeks to find where their next paycheck is coming from. KWQC's Elizabeth Ruggiero talked to some of those workers who learned their career at Tyson was over.
For decades, the Tyson complex in Joslin has been the heartbeat of this community, but that beat went silent this afternoon. As workers arrived for their shift, they weren't sent to the production line. They were funneled into the cafeteria to receive a letter that many say felt like a betrayal.
People started fighting, people were yelling, people were crying. I know people that have been here for 30 plus years. I know people that have been here as little as 3 days.
Tyson says the decision comes down to economics, rising beef prices, and lack of cattle. But for the 2,700 people who work behind these gates, the why doesn't matter as much as the what now. While they'll be paid through October,
all right, let's
the
stop
loss
there.
Of health insurance.
Henry Ford was really smart. He paid his employees double what anybody else building cars paid. And they asked him why. And he said, I want to produce a market where my employees can buy the car. That's a smart elitist. You have to have an economy. These globalists have all these trillions, but there's no economy to spend it in. And you've made everybody else poor because you're so greedy. It's idiotic. It's killing the golden goose. But you heard him. And I don't just believe Tyson. I know that. We're producing something like 53% of the beef we were producing 20 years ago. Why? Because you've made it where people can't pay the bills. I know my family is in the business. We've cut down the cows we have to just a fraction of what we used to have. And we sit back and say, do we just raise bees? You can get the exemption saying you got beehives on it. But we've been raising cows forever since before the state existed. We're like, no, we're cattlemen. That's what great-great-great-great-great-granddaddy was, and that's what we are. Well, if the Joneses can't do it, let me tell you, almost nobody else can. And that's what we're dealing with here, ladies and gentlemen. And you got the governor, Pritzker, blaming the Republicans. They're all to blame by allowing these companies to do idiotic things like this to the point of people can't produce it. You squeezed them too much. You screwed them too much. And now they can't even produce, and now you're going down. It's not just that plant. It's all over the country. Europe's totally collapsing. The German government praised the blowing up of the Nord Stream pipeline, cut off half their gas. Mercedes can't even run its plant but a few hours a day. This is insane. Now, I'm going to come back and play a report on Bill Gates seizing control of the water supply while he tries to ban cows, claiming cow farts are evil, and how this ties into the economic warfare against the American people. Please remember, I know the economy's shot, but you fund us. You're our funders, thealexjonesstore.com. We have so many incredible products on the site. The first round of the 250th anniversary America with the Jerusalem Cross coins sold out. The next half just came in. They're going to sell out quickly. Get yours now. It's a fundraiser coin at thealexjonesstore.com, a piece of history at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you for all your support. We'll be right back with hour number two straight ahead. Stay with us.
New grape flavor bovine colostrum gummies. Yeah, baby. Yeah, these are the best. Support your gut with these great gummies. Get yours now.
The all-new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Dope us out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby.
The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methylene blue formula.
Feast your eyes on the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.